Hi, my name's Chrissy Bonney from the Wilmington Wine Shop in Wilmington, North Carolina, and also the president of the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. We invite you to check us out on the web at wilmingtonwineandfood.com to find out information about our festival, and wilmingtonwineshop.com to find out about our shop.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Oh, this is so exciting that we get to learn from the president of Bacchus's Brood, who organizes the Wilmington Wine and Food Fest, the second annual, what is going on here. It's a very brilliant concept of this Bacchus's Brood, who organizing. She's really got all the wholesalers and other people involved. Very, very smart. Kudos to Chrissy Bonney, owner and libation expator. She's got a shop in Wilmington, along with her husband, called Wilmington Wine. They're at 605 Castle Street, which, as I understand, is in the Art and Antique District. And we thank you so very much, Chrissy, for your time this week on Wine and Dine. And I bet you that you and your husband have spent a couple years thinking about this or talking about it with people before this actually came to fruition.
Yes, we're always big supporters going up to the Beaufort Food and Wine Festival, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. And we just felt like Wilmington was ready for that. There's been a couple different things that have been put on by different people in the past, but I was up there a few years ago with a couple of my wine reps, and we just kind of looked at each other and said,
why not?
We can do it. Why not? Let's do this.
Exactly. This is from Thursday, the 1st of May through, is it Sunday, right?
Yes.
And then there's also a couple of pre-festival events. So why don't you start off and talk to us about the pre-festival events, which is actually coming up?
They are. Our first one's on Tuesday, April 29th. That is being sponsored by the Season Gourmet, which is a local both wine shop and food boutique in town, a little closer to the beach here.
Okay.
They are doing an event called Viva La Italia. It's a premium pairing event. There will be a cooking demo, 7 courses that are all paired with Italian beers and wines.
Oh, wow.
It's a really nice, I think it comes out to about a 6-course meal. And then also kind of a demonstration, there's a Marsala that one of our distributors carries. We're going to cook with that.
That's great, because people ignore Marsala.
Yeah, so it's kind of just getting it out and letting people know what they can do. And again, learning how to pair wines and foods. It's all about the education of how food and wine complement each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
the Bellamy Mansion Progressive Tasting Event.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's on Thursday, May 1st from 6:30 to 9. The Bellamy Mansion is the antebellum mansion that we are actually hosting the entire event at. But this is actually 4 historic homes close by, members of their board, and we've gotten each house will have 2 different wines paired with 2 little hors d'oeuvres from 4 different local caterers, and then also a dessert in each one. So, and it's like a progressive dinner. So you'll kind of do a house tour, have some wine and food, and then continue on to the next house.
Okay, and now let's move on to the next event here, which I guess would be Friday evening.
Friday evening, yes. That is our Trey Herring's Bourbon and Barbecue Derby Cocktail Party. That's May 2nd from 7 to 10. Trey Herring is a local distiller. He's got a Greensboro boy, good friends with a lot of the restaurateurs down here, and he actually lives in Wilmington, and his distillery is in Charleston. So it is the weekend of the Kentucky Derby, so we thought we'd put our own little twist on it.
There you go.
It'll be kind of dress up, get your big hats, ladies, get your seersucker men, and come on out. We're going to have, with that, we're getting a pulled pig from Wells Pork Products. They're cooking it up for us. We'll chefs submitting barbecue sauces.
Okay.
And we'll have a crowd favorite with that. We're going to have a bartender challenge utilizing the Trey Herring's bourbon.
Oh, how fun. Now, to every festival is not complete without a big grand tasting.
Well, exactly. And that is our main Saturday event, but we call it our Corks and Forks Grand Tasting. This is our event that we started off with last year, and we've expanded. We've got 24 wine distributor tables and 16 restaurants from around town. We'll be, again, it'll be all on the grounds of the Bellamy Mansion, so you'll get to go through the Bellamy. We're going to have two floors of food and wine, as well as a tent outside. Little tasty bites again, and a ton of great wines. I've been getting the list in from everybody. We're really excited about that.
What is the cost of the grand tasting?
The grand tasting is $45, and that includes all your food and wine samples.
Okay. And then you are, I love this event you have planned on Sunday also.
Yes, this is a new event. The local beer scene is really growing, as well as North Carolina in general. April is North Carolina Craft Beer Month. So we wanted to kind of pull it all together. We want to do sparkling wines, which is the Bubbles, it's called Bubbles Brews and Street Eats. The Bubbles will be sparkling wines from several of our distributors. We're also going to have a mimosa bar and several local North Carolina and Wilmington breweries.
Oh, wow.
And we'll also have food trucks on site.
Oh, I love food trucks. I love the concept of food trucks. Okay,
definitely.
Now where do people go to purchase tickets to all this?
The easiest way to go is go to our website, which is wilmingtonwineandfood.com. Or you can come into my shop. I've got all the tickets here, as well as several of the other wine shops in town have tickets for the main tasting event. But all this information, if you click on the ticket button on our website, will tell you where to find everything.
Okay, briefly talk to us about the beneficiaries.
Yes, each year we're choosing different charities to be the beneficiaries of the proceeds of the event. This year we have picked the Open Gate Domestic Violence Shelter and the Bellamy Mansion Museum. Both do a lot of really good things in the town. Obviously, domestic violence shelter is a place people can seek. You know, we're kind of addressing, even though it is a drinking event, we're kind of giving back because they do a lot of programming for early prevention. Unfortunately, you know, alcohol sometimes does pain, things like that.
Right.
And the Bellamy Mansion, it's all donations take care of the mansion and their staff, and it's a museum as well. You'll get to see a lot of local artwork and artifacts on the walls around the mansion during the weekend.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like a Southern Historic Artifact Museum.
Yes.
Okay.
In a grand big house.
Wow, how cool. And what do you know, do you have any clue what the weather's going to be like?
I'm hoping it's going to be perfect.
Of
fingers crossed, but it looks like it'll be nice and mild, mid-70s, low-80s, which should be perfect. Again, we'll have a tent set up, so if we do experience any rain, most everything's covered, so it shouldn't be a problem either way. But
Chrissy, last question. What is the website to your Wilmington wine shop so people can also learn more about your shop?
Yes, it's wilmingtonwineshop.com.
Is the focus more Italian? Or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. We have wines from all over the world. I do have a friend who, she took it to travel quite a bit to Italy, and she always offers her insight on her Italian wines. But, we have wines from around the world and every price point.
And you also sell beers as well, right?
We do. My husband's a big craft beer advocate, and we've got several of those in here, too.
Chrissy Bonney, owner and libation expeditor of Wilmington Wine, president of Bacchus's Brood, which is organizing the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. We thank you for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more.
You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hi, my name is Ryan Carr. I'm with Carr Vineyards and Winery in Santa Barbara, California. We're a small production winery out of the Santa Barbara area, and you can find our wines online at Carr, C-A-R-R, winery.com. Come and see us and enjoy yourselves. Cheers.